And we end this day with one more food story. Last February, we did a show on soul food when Sam from Miami called in with this culinary recollection.
My wife and I were in Rome, and we were on the way to a jazz festival known as the Umbria Jazz Festival in the Umbria section of Italy. And we rented a car and went along a road to the little city called Perugia, where the festival is held. In any event, we got hungry and we stopped along the side of the road, and lo and behold, we were served a wonderful collard green sandwich.
NPR's cultural correspondent, Verda Mae Grosvenor, was also with us that day and expressed some amazement at the idea of a collard green sandwich in Italy, but the idea of this has stayed with her. She developed it and has now joined us here in Studio 3A to tell us how to make a collard green sandwich. How do you do it, Verda?
Well, first you get some good bread. I like white bread, like a nice Italian white bread, but you don't want the slices to be too thick or too thin. Get some Dijon mustard. First you start with the collards. You don't want those big old fan-looking leaves. You want the nice small ones, not big as, I don't know, just the small young leaves. You take them and you put them in a pot of boiling water that has been seasoned, salt and something, whatever else you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take them out and you plunge them into ice cold water. I mean, you dry them off and then you put them back to boil for at least 10, 12, 15 minutes. And they should be cooked by then. And then you start all over again, dry them off again,
mm-hmm.
And then you take your bread slices, put your Dijon mustard on it, and you lay the collard greens on the bread. Now, this is the, as someone said today, the creative part. Then what else do you want to do? Well, if you like prosciutto, you could have slices of prosciutto. And I like it with thinly sliced red onions.
That'd be good, yeah.
And if you can find them, some great tomatoes, but a great tomato is hard to find.
It sounds like you've just invented a prosciutto collards and tomato sandwich.
Yeah, well, because I was intrigued with that they got that, that had that sandwich. Because that day I was talking about being in Rome visiting my friend and her neighbors were cooking collard greens.
Mm-hmm. So would this recipe work with leftover collards?
Now, that's the thing. It depends on how fine you've chopped up the collards, okay? But there's no reason it couldn't,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, if you're not, maybe if you did chop them up too fine to be put in a sandwich, is there any other use you can think of for leftover collards?
Eat them.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Sorry, Neil.
Have you served these sandwiches yet to anybody?
No. I try to get my granddaughter, Charlotte, to take them to school and test that out on, you know, her classmates. She said...
No takers?
No, grandmother. Won't be part of that.
Well, Verda Mae Grosvenor, thank you very much for coming in today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for having me.
And if you did not get all of that recipe down, you can find Verda Mae Grosvenor's recipe for collard green sandwiches on our website at www.npr.org. And, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Let's wish you a happy day. Bud Powell is with us. This song is Collard Greens and Black Eyed Peas. We wish all our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.